Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
World leaders are arriving in New York for the 80th session of the UN General Assembly. Today, a conference on the two-state solution for Israel and Palestine will take place, where more UN member states are due to recognise the state of Palestine. Well, from New York, we're joined by Patrick Wintour, who's diplomatic editor with The Guardian. And Patrick, thank you for joining us from New York. The Assembly is running over the next few days. Gaza, of course, is one of the key elements being discussed today. And we have seen, as I mentioned, a number of countries over the weekend recognise the Palestinian state. So can you take us through, in your assessment, what the impact of that will be?
Well, I think today we'll see France and a smaller group of states, possibly New Zealand, but I think it's not yet clear, will join what was the Anglosphere of Australia, Canada, the UK, and then also, in addition, Belgium recognising Palestine. But the significance of what's happening today is that they're going to try and put some flesh on this, in the sense of saying recognising Palestine per se is a largely symbolic or performative act. What's necessary, really, is to try to turn the reality of recognition to a state itself. And so what they're going to be discussing is how you would create these two states, which has been a long demand of Europeans and in the past America. And obviously that is in the face of huge opposition from Israel and the current Trump administration. But what they're going to try to show is how it would be feasible to do this, so recognition doesn't become a symbolic act. And one point they're trying to emphasize throughout is that Hamas, far from being rewarded by this process, which is the accusation made by Israel, will be ostracized. There will be an agreement from all the Gulf and Arab states that Hamas will play no part in the future administration of Gaza or the West Bank. And they need a force to be able to make sure that happens.
So when you say that they're going to put flesh on these decisions to recognize the state of Palestine, does that in effect mean that they will set out a roadmap to peace?
Yes, I mean, that's what they've been working on. The problem has been throughout these discussions over the last 2 years is that neither Israel, to an extent America either, have really had what's been called a day after plan. What happens after the ceasefire? And this is an attempt to show what the day after plan would be in terms of reconstruction, what kind of security forces there would be, the methods of disarmament of Hamas. And for 1 year, there would be a technical administration in Gaza, followed by elections, which haven't happened, for the Palestinian Authority. And that would be different from Hamas controlling Gaza, which they do at present.
Now, Canada and Australia's decision to recognise the Palestinian state over the weekend, do you think that that in particular will have set off a diplomatic scramble? Because the US has said that Israel will retaliate symbolically. We don't really know what that means, I suppose. But the United States is taking this very badly, to say the very least. So what do you think the outcome will be from, or the reaction will be from, the United States and Israel?
Well, the issue will be whether the response leads to a decision by Israel, endorsed by America, to annex what's called the West Bank, which is a part of the Palestinian state. They could either do that in whole, or they could take decisions which in effect make the West Bank no longer a integrated administration that could be governed by Hamas, or by the Palestinian Authority. So the issue will be whether they go ahead with this annexation. And there will be a big meeting tomorrow between the Arab states and Donald Trump, where they will discuss both this issue of annexation and the issue of an international force. And I think Trump will be testing them to see whether the Arab states are willing to put forces into Gaza to ensure the security of the region and prevent Hamas coming back into power, because that's one of the unknowns, is really how much support Hamas really still has inside Gaza. Obviously, no one can know at this stage. Mm-hmm. And that is really critical to the whole process.
And what, Patrick, do you expect will be the response to Donald Trump from those Arab states?
Sure. I think they'll make two demands. One is that the annexation doesn't go ahead. And the second is that there has to be some kind of credible pathway to these two states. And they would want some kind of statement from Israel that they were willing to do that. I think that's really unlikely to be forthcoming. So it's very, I think on balance, the meeting tomorrow won't lead to a great deal of progress. There's nothing that Trump has said so far in public that suggests he's going to put a lot of pressure on Israel to behave differently from what they have so far. So we could see the continuation of this military incursion into Gaza, which is causing so many deaths.
I mean, these
but it's a critical meeting tomorrow. I think that we haven't had this chance yet to see this meeting between the Arab states and Trump and try to really gauge what Trump privately wants to do.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we know about the Five Eyes alliance. Does this draw a wedge between these countries that have up to now closely cooperated on intelligence matters, given the decision to recognise the state of Palestine? Does that all change as a result?
I don't think so. I mean, I think intelligence exchanges are carrying on as normal to the extent they can with Donald Trump as president. But I think it was significant that Australia and Canada and the UK decided to coordinate their announcements. This was the Anglosphere. It was as much of the Five Eyes alliance as possible. New Zealand weren't part of it yesterday. And obviously they were seeking the security of acting together so they can't be picked off or attacked by, or so easily attacked by Donald Trump, because there's a sense there's a collective surge going on. And as I say, today France will join that movement.
It was interesting that you said that the position of New Zealand is not clear yet. What's involved in their calculation or what's holding them back?
Well, I think the fact that they didn't make—I should know what New Zealand's going to do by now, but they've kept it quite close to their chests and said they will make their views known when they reach the General Assembly. They didn't join yesterday, suggests that they're holding back. The other big state that was in play about whether there would be recognition or not was Japan. And they've got a lot of negotiations going on with the Trump administration about tariffs. And I think they decided this was not worth losing status with Trump over, so they've held back. But so a lot of states are having to make calculations beyond just the Palestine issue. They're having to think more broadly, as you're indicating, about their relationship with America and the Trump administration.
Of course, and that's the calculation for every country that has made this decision. Also, what happens the day after when the war, and hopefully we get to that point when the war ends. We know that Donald Trump has presented that spectre, as many people see it, as the Riviera of the Middle East. How much of that is front of mind? You know, what is on the Trump administration's agenda here, ultimately, down the line?
Sure. Well, this is the mystery. I mean, I was with some quite senior United Arab Emirates diplomats late last week, and they said it's so hard to work out what is actually in the mind of the Trump administration. They say the people that matter are Steve Witkoff, his special envoy, Trump himself, and Jared Kushner, who is his son-in-law. And one of the bits of the equation that I haven't mentioned before is that Tony Blair, former UK Prime Minister, and Jared Kushner have been in the White House trying to persuade Donald Trump that the idea of a Riviera in the Gaza is unrealistic, if that is code for the mass expulsion of Palestinians from Gaza. So, I mean, there obviously are plans for reconstruction, but the issue is who would be governing Gaza in future. Is it the Palestinian Authority reformed, or is it basically Israel in some form or shape?
Patrick, we're very grateful to you for joining us live from New York this morning. Patrick Wintour is diplomatic editor with The Guardian. Coming up later on in the programme, we'll be finding out why Ireland is such an attractive haven for winter birds. But next, students are warned to be vigilant over money mule scams.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.